Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton travels to China tonight for scheduled talks, but pushed to the top of the agenda is the case of that blind Chinese dissident who fled house arrest. Cheng Guangcheng is the self-educated lawyer who escaped. He'd been in prison in his home for more than a year without charges after serving prison time for exposing the practice of forced abortions in China. His case is being called the greatest test in bilateral relations since deadly pro-democracy demonstrations in Tiananmen Square in 1989. And his case comes just weeks after a police chief briefly sought protection in a U.S. consulate as murder allegations swirled around a politician's wife. Indira Lakshmanan is national security reporter for Bloomberg News. Indira, you're heading to China with Secretary Clinton tonight. Do we know where the escaped dissident Chen is?
Well, both the U.S. government and the Chinese government have been very quiet about this. No doubt they don't want it to overshadow these important talks that are going on and which have been planned for a year. These are annual strategic and economic dialogue, and the U.S. and China both have a lot at stake here. So what we do know is that Chen Guangcheng did escape from his imposed extrajudicial, I must say, house arrest, since he was not facing any charges at the time, and was helped by other activists to get to the U.S., to the U.S. embassy in Beijing, though that's not been confirmed by anyone other than dissidents.
And by the way, do we understand that a lot of the people that helped him along the way have disappeared?
That's right. Some of them were questioned and then released again. So at least one of those dissidents who helped him has since resurfaced, but some of them have not. And also his brother and his nephew have not since resurfaced. And they apparently were the victims of bad beatings at the hands of security agents who had been keeping watch over Chen.
We heard some terrible recordings over the weekend of, I think, the brother crying into a phone. But this all comes, you say, important talks for China and the U.S., but also a politically sensitive time for both countries.
Incredibly sensitive. I mean, the U.S. obviously is in the middle of an election year, and President Obama doesn't want to be vulnerable to Mitt Romney challenging him and saying he's soft on China on anything from currency to human rights abuses. At the same time, for China, I'd argue that it's even more sensitive. This is their once-in-a-decade leadership shift. They're supposed to be choosing a new 9-man Politburo Standing Committee later this year, and they don't want anything to get in the way of that. And as you were referring earlier, Bo Xilai, a prominent Chinese Communist Party official in Chongqing, has been stripped of his Politburo position and won't be on the standing committee. And his wife is standing now accused of murder of a British businessman in an alleged corruption case. So China has a lot on its plate right now. And, you know, these are very sensitive discussions that are apparently going on between the U.S. and China over the fate of this dissident.
Another sticking point we'll just throw in, the possible U.S. sale of some fighter jets to Taiwan, which Beijing officials consider part of China. So, as you said, a lot going on. Mitt Romney, the presumed Republican candidate for president, urging the Obama administration to offer protection to Chen and his family. And then you had Obama counterterrorism advisor John Brennan, you know, raising some eyebrows by saying yesterday that the U.S. needs to seek a balance between human rights issues and other diplomatic issues. So a lot going on. What is the sense of the likely resolution to all of this?
Right. Well, I do want to give a plug to one of my colleagues at Bloomberg, who was the one who broke the story about the F-16s and the administration considering the sale of those. Again, that's politically fraught. There were pressures on the Obama administration to do that. Now, I think the point you make about using the word balance is a really interesting one, because no doubt human rights is near the top of the U.S. agenda with China, and it's something Secretary Clinton herself has by name raised the case of Chen Guangcheng in the past, so they clearly are concerned about his future and his safety. At the same time, we have a huge bilateral trade relationship. We have issues about currency. We need China's support on North Korea, Iran, Syria, any number of other issues. So I think it's a really delicate situation, and I don't see an immediate resolution. It's going to be a complicated one.
Yeah. Indira Lakshmanan, national security reporter for Bloomberg News, on her way to China with the entourage, the press entourage, attending with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Indira, thanks for taking some time for us.
Thanks so much, Robin.